27:04. You are listening to As-Suhoor on Radio Islam International. Time now for our hadith for this morning. And the theme is still Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The narration is from Tabarani. An Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو أن رجلا في حجره دراهم يقسمه وآخر يذكر الله كان ذكر الله أفضل. Abu Musa radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there was one person who has dirhams in his lap which he is distributing, and another who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah, the one who is engaged in the remembrance of Allah is far superior. So the Rabbi of Allah gives us a comparison. On the one hand, you've got a man who's got dirhams and he's distributing, he's giving charity. On the other hand, you've got a man who's making dhikr and remembering Allah. The one who's making dhikr is greater in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So not only is dhikr an act of ibadah, but dhikr is a greater act of ibadah when compared to many of the other acts of ibadat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us during this month of Ramadan the ability to develop the habit of remembering Him and of constantly making dhikr, so that it becomes a norm and a routine in our daily lives post Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.